Obviously, there's been huge development on the Wild Atlantic Way as a brand internationally, and it's really been well received, and people are really, it's really captured the imagination of both consumers and the people who are programming Ireland. And I suppose what we're doing is a series of opportunities where we're bringing the buyers to Ireland to let them experience and see firsthand what this Wild Atlantic Way is all about. And there's no better way than to actually have them on the ground. And our hope is that more of these buyers will program different aspects and new parts of the west of Ireland, which will obviously result in many more visitors.
And the important thing to remember is these are the people who write the brochures, who put the packages together, who organise the trips that tourists then buy and travel on. These are the real people you need to get to.
Absolutely. And these are the decision makers. And these are the people that, you know, they've been carefully chosen. They can actually make the difference by increasing those number of programs and giving that extra exposure in the international marketplace.
You're saying already holiday companies are writing their brochures for 2016. Indeed, I'm sure even some are starting to plan 2017 already. So this is very much a long term thing.
Yeah, and I mean that's the thing. I mean, tourism by its nature is always well in advance. So yeah, 2016 is well underway, and but we always have to keep our sights on the following years. And as I say, it's just so wonderful to be able to get their time out of their office to come here and actually experience it. And we've shown that is really the best way to ensure that we get better positioning and more of our product featuring in their programs.